Good afternoon, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bastian, and welcome to today's show, which is episode 3 of When Sounds Collide, The Art of Musical Fusion. So last episode, we explored how different genres shape the way we experience the sound, and today we're talking about the idea of stepping further by looking at what happens when genres begin to overlap and combine together and borrow from one after another and create something entirely new. So throughout this hour, we'll move through indie folk, jazz funk, soul funk, Afrobeat fusion, Latin jazz, trip hop, electronic music, and experimental sound. Along the way, we'll hear how artists combine musical traditions, its technologies, the rhythms, and the influences from different places and cultures. And genre is often treated as a set of boundaries of music, but many artists create their own work that crosses between those boundaries. And so sit back, relax, enjoy the music here on CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. First off, we're going to play three sets of songs. First up is Jose Gonzalez, A Perfect Storm. Then it's Wild Mountain Mystics, Just Lay It Down. And after that is Sour Dope's Water Temple. First off, we're going to play Jose Gonzalez, A Perfect Storm.
Forces from the sidelines.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to A Perfect Storm by Jose Gonzalez. Next up is Just Lay It Down by Wild Mountain Mystics.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Just Lay It Down by Wild Mountain Mystics. Next up is Water Temple by Sour Dope. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Water Temple by Sour Dope. So, the first set of highlights show how the genres rarely exist in isolation. So we have over here Jose Gonzalez, which is known for combining folk traditions with the contemporary songwriting, and that creates music that feels very, very modern, using both indie, folk genres. His recent album, Against the Dying of the Light, explores these themes of identity, society, and the human progress through this type of folk sounds. And then moving on, we played after that a folk rock and jazz funk songs, which where we begin to hear how the artist blend acoustic songwriting with its stronger rhythms, groove, and its improvisation, with the first one being Wild Mountain Mystic song, Just Lay It Down, on the album Fire and Honey, which is a folk rock genre blend. And then we got jazz funk which itself emerged from musicians combining the harmonic complexity of jazz with its energy of funk, which we have here, Sour Dope's Water Temple from the album CGSF Singles. So, rather than replacing one genre with another, we find that these fusions allow these artists to keep these elements of these both genres by creating something that feels very familiar and new at the same time. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Looking for work that fits your schedule and can help make a difference in your community? Statistics Canada is hiring approximately 32,000 people across Canada for the 2026 census. Census jobs offer competitive pay, flexible hours, valuable experience, and the chance to help collect data that shape programs and services in your community. Apply today at census.gc.ca/jobs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, so we have a new pair of songs that are happening right now that are completely different genres. First up, we got an Afrobeat fusion by Kate Trinada on Things. And after that, we have Latin Jazz, which is from Melissa Aldana, No Pitas Imposibles. And next up, we have after that is a jazz hop genre combination by Luke Titus on his song Lotus Leaf. Up first, we have Things by Kate Trinada.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Things by Kay Trinada. Next up is No Pidas Imposibles by Melissa Aldana.
Mm-hmm.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to No Pitas Impossibles by Melissa Aldana. Next up is Lotus Leaf by Luke Titus. Listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Lotus Leaf by Luke Titus. So the three songs we have played before earlier demonstrates how this musical fusion often happens through rhythm. What we had first is K Trinada's Things, by which is an Afrobeat fusion, and then after that we had Melissa Aldana, which is No Pitas Impossibles, which is the song that uses Latin jazz genre, and after that was Luke Titus's Lotus Leaf, which is a jazz hop fusion. So K Trinada is best known for blending hip hop, house, electronic music, and Caribbean influences into a diverse sound that's very unique, and critics often point of his ability to bridge dance music and hip hop together while drawing on the Haitian musical influences that shaped his upbringing. Melissa Aldana approaches fusion from a different direction. So as a saxophonist, she combines Latin American musical traditions with contemporary jazz performance that creates this music that reflects both its cultural heritage and its modern improvisation. And her recording on No Pitas Impossibles appears on a recent Blue Note release, Feline. So as for Luke Titus, his work from his album, From What You Will Grow, A Flower, uses jazz hop, that emerge from combining jazz samples with improvisational ideas with hip pop beats. So although these artists work in different styles, both demonstrate how musical ideas can travel across these cultures and genres while having their own identities. So before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds, hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right. Right now, we're going to play you a different type of genre blending, which uses more electronic theme music. So up first, we're going to have Sassy 009, My Candle.
Light it up, my candle, melting thoughts on my fire.
Oh,
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to My Candle by Sassy 009. Next up is a rather interesting song. So this might be probably his first time being on air. This is an up-and-coming artist who is my classmate in university. This is Sticky Notes by Omar Henderson.
What is up? Okay, what is up? Okay, what is up? What is what?
Watch what you want. It's just you watching what you want. Just you watch what you want. What you want, what you want. I say nothing of it till the day. I sway all of them with the floodgates. Some way to explain the missed exchange. My plane there's being late to the runway. I'm dazed up, knowing they ain't gazed on my parade of wall. I'm behind a gun, pointing, shooting for the sun like it owe me some. Yeah, been making these beats for a decade. Watch what you want. It's just you watching what you want. Just you watch what you want. What you want, what you want. I say nothing of it till the day. I sway all of them with the floodgates. Some way to explain the missed exchange. My plan is being late to the runway.
You really?
Yeah. Yeah, sticky notes on my notebook. Many ideas can't sleep. Begin to vision that I can't hook. Really than losing the loose ends. I'm staring into the deep end. It's looking back like I need it. Flying or diving in deep ends. Sticky notes everywhere I look, I see something else. So much in my hands and so much on the shelf. I don't got patience to wait for the people, I do it myself. Don't give me the lift, like Brandon rabbits and scribbling drift. I'm steering the ship up and into the blip. One eye open, one eye closed, no depth perception. I suppose decide myself how deep it goes. I hope it hits deeper than most. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me stuck trying to steer the ship. Look at me stuck trying to steer the ship. Okay, okay, okay. Look at me stuck trying to steer the ship.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Sticky Notes by Omar Henderson. Next up we have Unflinching Man by Glad Handing.
Come to me, I could be a rock and your anchor. Certainly, I could be your unflinching man. Love's a plea, and I'll offer you a fine bargain. Desperately, I'll buy you a stuffed unicorn. And I can't believe you're still listening after all you've seen. Living with me lately, I've been not to my knees, but you inflate me. of Earth's ships. Still in doubt, I'll craft you an ark made of mulch. Struggling to keep my end of the bargain. Crumbling, I could be a thorn in your side.
Listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and Dallas Unflinching Man by Glad Handing. So you listen to the most interesting packs aspects of genres is that they create entirely new sounds. So what we have here is Sassy09's My Candle, which uses trip hop. We have Omar Anderson's Sticky Notes, which combines hip hop, hyper pop, and electronic music genre. And after that, we had Glad Handing's Unflinching Man, which uses electro rock. So trip-hop developed by blending electronic production, its hip-hop rhythms and ambient textures, and experimental sound design. Whereas with the hyper-pop and electronic music, they blended it together with hip-hop rhythms. Electro-rock brings together these electronic instruments and has these production techniques that are with these energy and the structure of rock music, as you see here with Glad Handing's Unflinching Man. So in many cases, these hybrid genres become so well-organized and structured that listeners stop thinking about them as mixtures at all. And what begins as experimentation can eventually become its own musical traditions. And there will be more music genres to come with all these blendings to make sub-genres. So before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
This is Bird Note. Hear that? There's something small, black, and yellow buzzing in the trees. Is it a bug? A bee? No, it's a bird. A golden-cheeked warbler, to be exact. He's smaller than a sparrow, with a white belly, yellow face, and black throat. On a summer day in central Texas, golden-cheeked warblers are unmistakable. But on their wintering grounds in Central America, these songsters aren't the only buzzy, black and yellow warblers around. They may form mixed flocks with black-throated green warblers that nest in the eastern U.S. and Canada. As well as hermit warblers that breed in the Pacific Northwest. Or Townsend's warblers that summer in British Columbia. Genetic studies have confirmed what their similarities suggest. These four warblers are closely related and likely shared a common ancestor before the last ice age. And, as sister species often do, they all put a unique twist on that bright, buzzy song. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, so the next song I'm gonna play with to you is Bill Brennan and Andy McNeil's Temple, which is a gamelan piece. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Temple by Bill Brennan and Andy McNeil. Up next is Semaphore by Nausea Low. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Semaphore by Nausea Low. That's closing today's set. So we played for you first an experimental electronic piece by Nausea Low, which is very, very diverse in using different types of sounds to make this electronic feel. That's not just a traditional beat. And then after that, before that was Bill Brennan and Andy McNeil's Temple, which is a world fusion genre that combines gamelan music with experimentation of electronic sounds, which I find pretty interesting. So throughout today's episode, we've heard multiple genres and how they make new forms of musical expression. And one thing that stands out is that the genres are not fixed categories, and they are constantly changing as musicians borrow these ideas, technologies, rhythms, and influences from one another. And many of these styles we consider traditional today were as a result of earlier forms of musical fusion. So before we continue, here's our last set of quick public service announcement for today's episode.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
All right, so the artists featured today remind us that the creativity often happens at the boundaries between genres, where different sounds collide and new possibilities emerge. Thank you for joining me today in When Sounds Collide, the Art of Musical Fusion. My name is George Bastian, and you are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. For our final song we're going to play before our next airing is going to be by another classmate of mine, Ellie Merciful, and her song, Fire Escape. Have a great day and see you next week.
Walking home through the evening, grass mountain all twinkling, lit up in the shape of a butterfly. Static flutter in the city sky. It was lavender smoke when I got